感谢主啊，今天吴威雄长老在我们的当中来分享神的话。
We praise God, Elder David Wu will be sharing his words with us today.
吴长老现在是在Virginia阿灵顿Virginia的中国基督徒宣道会做长老。
And Elder David Wu is an elder in the Virginia Chinese Church.
弟兄姐妹，大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢神的恩典。
We thank God's grace.
和牧师跟长执会的邀请，我在网上能够跟大家一同来敬拜主。
Through the invitation of Pastor He and your board, I can share with you here.
愿大家在这个疫情期间啊，能够蒙神的保守。
That through this pandemic time, that you can be kept saved by God.
仍旧蛮有喜乐。
And still be joyful.
在美国我们人跟人见面的时候常常会被问到说你好吗
In America, a lot of times we meet one another, we'll ask, how are you?
那我们该怎么回答呢
How should we respond?
待会我会告诉你们我的答案。
Later on, I'll tell you my answer.
感谢神在新冠病毒疫情期间给了我们一个成根灵修的平台。
We thank God that during this time of pandemic that we have this platform for morning devotion.
就每天早上七点半我们开始在 Zoom 上跟弟兄姐妹一起读圣经。
Every day starting at 7:30 through Zoom, we'll be studying the Bible together.
一起分享心得。
We can share what we learned.
我们更在小组里面与弟兄姐妹彼此关心，互相扶持与鼓励。
And also in small groups, we can encourage and uphold one another.
我们一同在神面前为了各样事情同心祷告。
And also we can pray in united prayers to God.
有一次在小组里面
，One time in a small group,
弟兄姐妹们谈到平常跟家人相处的一些难处。
Somebody share about the difficulties of relating to family members.
然后心中有一些挣扎。
And there are some struggles inside.
因为有的时候被对方说我们是伪君子。
Because sometimes people would call us hypocrites.
就是说有时候我们的所做跟所传的圣经真理不相符合。
And seemingly that what we do and what we preach about the Bible are incongruent.
那有时候会觉得很泄气，甚至很沮丧。
And sometimes we feel dejected.
那到底我哪方面做错了
？What have I done wrong?
那让别人如此的批评我们
？So that others would criticize us so.
特别是那一些我们一直想把耶稣基督的福音传给他们的那些家人。
Especially coming from members who we wanted to preach the gospel to them.
那成圣真的是那么困难吗
？Is it really that difficult to be sanctified？
那我们都知道，我们都是一些蒙恩的罪人而已。
We all know that we are sinners that have received God's grace。
那我们的罪性还在。
Our sinful nature still is present。
一不小心我们就犯罪了。
And then, very easily we will sin。
那我们到底能不能够胜过罪恶，过一个圣洁的生活？
Can we overcome sin and live a holy life?
那做一个神贵重的器皿而结出神圣的果子呢
？Can we be a precious vessel and bear the fruit of sanctification?
那要如何能够成圣？成圣之路要怎么样走下去呢
？How do we become sanctified? How do we walk that road?
我们有一些祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们满心感谢你的恩典。
Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to your grace.
当我们在你面前安静敬拜的时候，求圣灵对我们的心说话。
As we quiet ourselves and worship you, may the Holy Spirit speak to us.
让我们能够明白真理。
So that we can understand the truth.
因为真理能让我们成圣。
Because the truth can help us to be sanctified.
你的话就是真理。
Your words are truth.
求你让我们能够看重又明白你的话语。
So that we can have an emphasis and also understand your words.
愿一切尊贵荣耀权柄都归给你。
May all glory and praise be to you.
祷告奉主的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 保罗写的罗马书从一章到五章。
Paul wrote the book of Romans in chapters 1 through 5.
他将因信称义的真理讲得非常的透彻。
He talked about the principle of justification by faith very clearly.
那他特别强调我们得救不是我们自己有任何功劳。
He talked about that we receive salvation is not because we've done anything good.
完全是神的恩典。
It's completely God's grace.
他说神的恩典极其丰富，丰富到一个地步，不管我们有多大的罪，他都能够赦免。
He talked about God's grace being so abundant, it doesn't matter how many sins we have, God can still forgive.
因为罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
Because wherever sin abounds, then His grace abounds even more.
你的罪少了，神可以赦免。
If you have very few sins, God can forgive.
你的罪多，神照样赦免。
Even if you have a lot of sins, God can still forgive.
也许呢，保罗把因信称义的道理讲得太清楚了。
Maybe Paul explained this principle too clearly.
又显得太容易了。
And make it too easy.
只要信就可以了。
Only if we believe, then it's okay.
当时在罗马就有些人误会了保罗的意思。
And then some people in Rome misunderstood Paul.
以为主的恩典既然这么丰富的话，我多犯一点罪。神多施一点恩典就可以赦免了。
So, and they thought, since God is so graceful that if I sin some more, then God can still forgive me.
那我就有恃无恐，我可以任意犯罪。
So then I can just do whatever I like and sin whenever I like.
那给神多一点机会来彰显他的恩典。
To give God more opportunities to exemplify His grace.
所以啊，犯罪的越多，那可不是更有功劳了吗？
So if I sin some more, then I really actually has accomplished some more.
因着这个原因，保罗在第六章一开头就提出一个问题了。
So because of that, in the beginning of chapter 6, Paul raised a question.
他说这样恩，怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
What should we say then? Should we continue sin so that grace may multiply?
那这个人在罪中原文是指持续的生活在罪里面，是住在罪中的意思。
This continuing sin means that they are continuously living in sin and practicing sin.
那这也就是说，跟我们知道的约翰一书三章九节意思完全相反的。
And that is completely opposite to how we understood from 1 John 3:9.
然后他就自己回答说，断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可人在罪中活过来呢？
And then he continued to answer, absolutely not. How can we who died to sin still live in it?
那在罪上死是指向着罪已经死了。
When we say died to sin, meaning that we have already dead from sin.
那他是父神借着基督的十字架所成就的一个属灵的实际。
And it's also a symbol of Jesus dying on the cross for us.
那这个断乎不可是一个非常强而有力的字。
Now when he says absolutely not, there's a very strong emphasis here.
他的意思是说，你这个思想是错的，错到不可再错，绝对的错误。
He's saying that your thought pattern is wrong and it cannot be more wrong than that.
那保罗是在说，岂有此理。
And he said,How ridiculous.
怎么能够借着犯罪给神多一点机会来施恩典？
How can you say that you sin some more to give God more opportunity for His grace?
因为这样的想法完全误会了福音真正的意思。
Because that kind of thought can completely misunderstood the message of the gospel.
但是啊，我们都知道，因信称义之后，我们的确还是活在罪的范畴之内。
But yet, we know that even because we are justified by faith, we are still living in the realm of sin.
因为我们还有老亚当的个性在里面。
Because we still have the old Adam's sinful nature in us.
我们呢，白天犯罪，晚上认罪。
We commit sin in the daytime and we repent at night.
然后我们永远记得在约翰一书一章九章的应许，一章九节的应许。
And we would remember the promise in 1 John 1:9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
然后第二天呢，白天又不小心犯罪，晚上再认罪。
And then the next day, in the daytime, we again carelessly we committed a sin, and then at night we repent again.
就是如此周而复始，大罪不犯而小罪不断。
And so continuously we'll be doing that. We will not commit big sins, but then we'll be committing small sins here and there.
一直在做常败将军，而且是屡败屡战。
And we've become somebody who loses all the time, and yet we would continue to lose and continue to fight.
哎，请问我们是不是不像那个样子？
Let's ask ourselves, are we like that?
这个好像就是基督徒的悲哀。
And that seems to be the tragedy of a Christian.
而且我们都是同路人。
And we are all on that same path.
请问哪一个信主的人真的是喜欢发脾气？
Let me ask, where do you find a true believer who would like to lose his temper?
喜欢骂人。
Like to scold other people.
喜欢嫉妒，喜欢贪心。
Like envy, like greed.
喜欢骄傲，而且贪爱世界。
Like pride and like the evil desires of the world.
好像都是身不由己，不是吗？
A lot of times it seems like we're just not, up to ourselves.
一个基督徒因信称义之后，到底能不能够胜过罪恶，过一个圣洁的生活？
Can a Christian after justification by faith truly live a victorious life?
做神贵重的器皿而结出成圣的果子呢？
To become a precious vessel of God and bear the fruit of sanctification.
那这个是很多人想明白，但是不明白，而且又需要明白的事。
And this is something that everyone should understand, want to understand, but may not be able to understand.
那从罗马书六章三节开始，保罗就告诉我们，如果要过圣洁的生活。
And then starting in Romans 6:3, Paul explains to us if we want to live a holy life.
也就是说，我们在生活中持续的犯罪，我们必须明白成圣的三件事情。
If we want to not continue to sin, there are three things about sanctification we need to understand.
第一件就是要知道。
The first is to know.
那首先呢，要知道与基督联合的事实。
First, we need to know the fact that we are united with Christ.
在六章的三五到三到五节，保罗说：“岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？”所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。因为我们若已经在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Or are you unaware that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in the new way of life. For if we have been joined with him in the likeness of his death, we will certainly also in the likeness of his resurrection.
受洗是一个入教的仪式。
Being baptized is a ceremony of joining a religion.
它是一个宣告。
It's a proclamation.
而且是一个属灵的实际经验。
It's also an actual experience in our spiritual life.
那它到底包括了什么呢？
What does it really include?
受洗是与基督的生命联合，与主基督认同。
To be baptized means that we united in Christ with his life and identify with him.
与主联合就是与主成为一个灵。
To be united with Christ meaning to become one spirit with him.
那我们借着洗礼被神放置在基督的身体，就是教会里面。
Because of baptism, we are put into Christ's body.
那下面呢， 是归入他的死，与他一同埋葬。
And also we have united with him into death.
那表明我们的旧人和他一同死在十字架上。
So that our old self has died on the cross together with him.
那积极的一面呢，是我们与他同活。
Actively we are living with him.
他叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So that everything will be in the likeness of him.
所以基督的死与复活是十字架道理一体的两面。
So that death and the resurrection are the two faces of that truth.
那也是我们与基督生命关系上一体的两面。
And also our relationship with Christ are two faces of that relationship.
第二个，要知道在基督里你不必再犯罪的事实。
And second, we need to know the fact that in Christ, you may no longer, sin.
在六到八节，保罗说，因为知道我们的旧人已经和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Verses 6 to 8, for we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that sin's dominion over the body may be abolished, so that we no longer be enslaved to sin, since the person who has died is free from sin's claim. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him.
啊，十字架第一个信息是基督为我们死。
The first message of the cross is that Jesus died for us.
那这个是千真万确的事实。
And that is something that actually really happened.
这是对不信的人说的。
This is speaking to the unbelievers.
那约翰福音三章十六节说，
人
爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
那主耶稣在十字架上为我们死，叫信他的人罪得赦免，得到永生。
Jesus died for us on the cross so that we, our sins will be forgiven and we will receive eternal life.
那十字架的第二个信息是，当基督死在十字架上的时候，我们的旧人和他同定十字架，这是对信主的人说的。
And the second message of the gospel is that when Jesus died on the cross, our old self died with him on the cross, and that is speaking to believers.
我们会犯罪的身体已经死了。
Our sinful, the body that can sin has already died.
已经和基督一同被钉死在十字架上。
It has already been nailed to the cross along with Christ.
那所以保罗在加拉太书第二章这么讲。
So Paul said in Galatians 2,
他说我已经与基督同定十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
那死罪身灭绝，意思是说不起作用，失去功用，失去活动力。
So when it says the sin dominion over body may be abolished, it means that it becomes ineffective, inoperative, or rendered powerless.
那这是一个关键。
And that's key.
要相信我们会犯罪的旧人已经死了。
To believe that our sinful past old self has already died.
因为他已经与基督一同被钉在十字架上。
Because it has already been nailed on the cross together with Christ.
所以我们就不应该再持续地活在罪恶之中。
So that we should not continue to live in sin.
那为什么我们会这么痛苦呢？
So how come sometimes we have so much suffering?
那常常与罪纠缠不清。
That we are always entangled by sin.
是因为我们的旧人还想要活。
Because our old selves still want to live.
还想从死里复活，继续做罪的奴仆。
It still wants to be resurrected so that it can be the slave to sin.
那在美国南北战争结束之后，林肯总统就宣布释放黑奴。
After the Civil War in America, President Lincoln declared the emancipation of the black slaves.
所有的黑人都可以得到自由。
That all the black people are free.
但是在宣布这个大好消息之后的几个月之内，很多南方的黑人仍然处在奴隶那种劣根性的状态之中。
But yet, for a few months after the proclamation, many black slaves in the South still continue to live in that slavery condition.
因为一辈子做奴隶做惯了，你一下子还他自由，他实在不知道该如何行事为人呢。
Because they've been slaves their entire lives, so once they're free, they really don't know how to act in that new state.
所以有一些从北方来到南方的政客就跟他们这么讲。
So some politicians came from the north to the south and said to them,
他说老兄啊，你怎么还处在奴隶身份的状态之中呢？你已经自由了。
Hey brothers, how come you're still acting like a slave? You've been free.
你可以独立自主，开始过一个新的生活吧。
You can make your own decisions and live a new life.
很多基督徒也是不明白。
Many Christians also do not understand.
他们已经从老亚当那个会犯罪的奴隶状态中得到了释放。
They've been free from the old Adam self.
他们得到了自由。
They have received freedom.
就我们依靠那个在我们里面主耶稣基督的生命得到释放，得到自由。
With this new life given to us through Jesus, we are freed.
我们不必再去犯罪了。
We don't need to sin anymore.
其实啊，一个已经死了的人是没有办法，也没有资格再去犯罪了。
Actually, somebody who is dead cannot really sin anymore.
在上个世纪的70年代。
In the last century, during the 70s,
在浙江省的嘉兴市有一些马路啊，是用坟墓的墓碑铺起来的。
There is a city in Zhejiang, there is this road in that city is paved with the headstones of a cemetery.
那这个其中有一个故事。
There's actually a story in it.
在十年文化大革命的时期，有很多坚信耶稣基督信仰的基督徒被迫害。
During the 10 years of Cultural Revolution, there are many Christians who were persecuted.
那有一位神的仆人姓陈。
There is one person whose last name is Chen, he's God's servant.
因为信仰的缘故就被抓起来送去劳改。
He was imprisoned and sent to re-education camp because of his faith.
起初呢，他在深山里面挖石头。
First he started with stone mining in the mountain.
那当文革越演越烈的时候
，But when the Cultural Revolution heated up,
特别到了破四旧那个时候
，Especially during the time of the Break Four Olds period.
全国人都疯狂起来了。
The whole country was crazed.
那什么事都干得出来。
They can do anything.
那他呢，就跟其他人被派去挖坟墓。
And he, along with others, was sent to dig up old graves.
那个时代的当权者都这么认为啊。
Those in power at that time, they thought,
说坟墓占了国家的地，太浪费了。
It's really wasteful for these graves to occupy the country's land.
所以他们把尸体挖出来烧掉当作肥料。
So they dig up the bodies and burn it to become fertilizer.
用那个墓碑来铺路。
And use headstones to pave roads.
哎，那个铺出来的路可真是死路一条。
That road that they paved really is a dead road, a road to death.
那至于棺材呢？
And what about coffins?
他们可以用来做桌子啊，做椅子。
They turn it into tables and chairs.
那这个陈弟兄呢，就被派到杭州的一个公墓去挖别人的坟墓，一天要挖6个。
So this brother Chen was sent to this cemetery in Hangzhou, and every day he has to dig up 6 graves.
那挖别人的坟墓是很忌讳的事。
Actually, digging up graves is a taboo.
那这个是命令，又不能不挖。
But yet, it's a command he cannot disobey.
所以每次在挖坟墓之前，他先跟坟墓鞠一个躬。
So every time before he started digging a grave, he would bow to that grave.
他说：“某某人啊，很对不起啊，不是我想挖你的坟墓，是因为后面有枪对着我，我只是奉命行事。”
And he would say, "So and so, I'm sorry I have to dig up your grave because there is this gun pointing at me."
于是天天就去挖坟墓， 啊，中午休息的时候呢，就躺在棺材板上面。
So every day he'll be digging graves, and during middle of the day he may be lying to rest on top of the coffin.
那有一天他拉累了。
One day he was tired after digging.
他躺在棺材板上面休息的时候。
When he was resting on top of a coffin.
那他想到本来自己是做传道的。
He thought about originally he was a preacher.
那现在不但没有道可以传，还在挖他的坟墓啊。
And now he doesn't have any God's words to preach, but actually he's now digging people's graves.
那妻子跟小孩也不知道怎么样了。
He doesn't know what's happening to his wife and his kids.
那他落到这个下场，越想就越难过，于是就哭起来了。
So the more he thought about it, the sadder he became, and he started crying.
那就在他哭得不可开交的时候，忽然间主的话就临到他了。
And when he was crying uncontrollably, God's words came to him.
那主对他说，他说陈某某啊，你在哭什么呢？
And God said to him, Chen so and so, why are you crying?
他对主说，我奉献做传道，现在不但没有道可以传，还在挖别人的坟墓啊。
He said, I dedicate myself to be a preacher, but now I don't really have your truth to preach, but actually I'm now digging graves.
那我的妻子跟小孩也不知道怎么样了，我怎么能不难过呢？
And I don't even know what's happening to my family, so how can I not be sad?
哎，主就对他说。
And then God said to him,
哎，你刚才不是向人家鞠躬道歉了吗？人家有没有跟你说没有关系啊？
Hey, didn't you just earlier apologize to that grave that someone said to you it's okay?
他说当然没有，死人怎么会讲话？
And he said, of course not. How can a dead person respond to me?
那主又问他了。
And then God asked him again.
他说你啊，哭成这个样子，你挖的那个死人呢，有没有拍拍你的肩膀说，老陈啊，不要哭了。
And you're crying so much, did that person just pat on your shoulder and say, it's okay?
当然没有啊，死人怎么会讲话？
And said, of course not. How can a dead person say anything to me?
就在那个时候，罗马书六章六节的经文就出现在他面前。
And right at that time, the verse in Romans 6:6 appeared in front of his eyes.
因为知道我们的旧人已经和他同钉十字架。
Because knowing that our old self has been nailed on the cross with him.
以前做传道的时候，这些经文他不知道讲了多少次。
When he was a preacher, he may have preached that many, many times.
每次有人受洗都要讲。
Every time someone was baptized, he would be preaching that.
那这一次神要他讲给自己听。
This time God wants him to preach to himself.
信主受洗的人是已经与基督同钉十字架。
One a believer has been nailed to the cross together with Christ.
也就是说啊，老陈啊，你已经死了。他忽然间就明白过来了。
And it's really saying to him, Mr. Chen, you have already died. Suddenly now he understands.
他跟主说，我懂了，我懂了。
He said to God, I know, I understand.
哎，死了就不必哭了。我刚才哭个什么劲？全是在可怜自己。
Actually, if I'm dead, I don't really need to cry for myself. I'm just self-pitying myself.
那在那边为自己的前途、为自己的家人在流泪，认为自己是全世界最可怜的人了。
And I was just crying for my own future, for my own family, thinking that I'm the most pitiful person in the entire world.
其实啊，我老陈已经与主基督同钉十字架，我已经死了。
Actually, I have been nailed on the cross together with Christ. I'm already dead.
那跟旁边的死尸是一样的，有什么好哭的？
So it's just like somebody who is next to me who is dead, so why should I cry?
那当神忽然让他看见这个亮光的时候，他心里面就得了释放。
So when God shed light on his heart, that he was relieved in his heart.
他说我的老我已经死了，今天神把我摆在这里，没有关系，他会负责任的。
And he said, my old self has already died, and now God has put me into this situation. Is he going to be responsible for me?
他说 Hallelujah, 继续挖吧。
So he said, Hallelujah, let me continue to dig.
这个是一个真实的故事。
This is a true story.
请问。
Let me ask you.
你为什么会跟妻子吵架，会跟先生吵架？
Why would you fight with your spouse?
会跟你的儿子生气。
Why are you mad at your kids?
为什么会嫉妒会贪心？
Why would you be envious and be greedy?
为什么会骄傲？
Why would you be proud?
是因为你的老我还没有死。
because your old self has not died yet.
死人是不会生气的。
Oh, a dead person will not be angry.
死人不会为自己争什么权利的。
A dead person will not grab for power.
死人没有什么对错好争的。
A dead person would not be fighting for some wrongful deed.
我们活得有生有世是因为还没有死。
We live this quote-unquote colorful life because we have not already died.
或者说我们还没有死透。
Or maybe we're not dead enough.
死了就一切拉倒。
If we are dead, then everything will be nothing.
若是真知道我们的救人已经和主耶稣同钉十字架，我们就有希望。
If we truly know that our old self has been died on the cross together with Christ, then we have hope.
罪恶对一个死人是已经不起作用，失去功用，失去活动力的。
And sin will no longer be effective or operative or powerful over us.
所以我们就不用再做罪的奴仆。
So that we can no longer be sin's slave.
也就是说，已死的人是脱离了罪的权势。
Somebody who is dead is sin's dominion is no longer over them.
第二个啊，第三个要知道基督一次得胜，永远得胜的事实。
Thirdly, we need to know the fact that Christ once triumphed, he forever triumphs.
就解到十节说，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是像罪死了，只有一次。他活是像神活着。
Because we know that Christ, having been raised from the dead, will not die again. Death no longer rules over him. For in light of the fact that he died to sin once for all, but in light of the fact that he lives for God.
那基督以复活的生命在一种与神同在的亲密关系中。
With his resurrected life, we are in this intimate relationship with God.
他是永永远远的活着。
He lives forever.
如果我们像在基督里面像罪死。
If in Christ we die to sin.
在基督里面像神活。
And we live for God.
我们也会活在与神亲密而合一的关系之中。
We will also live in that same intimate relationship with God.
那这个是称义的实质。
And that is the reality of justification.
那我们会顺服神，我们会敬畏神。
If we obey God, we will fear Him.
我们会荣耀神，我们会追求圣洁。
We will glorify Him, we will pursue holiness.
我们会渴慕良善，我们会热爱真理。
We will be thirsty for truth.
那保罗说，感谢神常率领我们在基督里面夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬，那因认识基督而有的香气。
And Paul said, but thanks to God who always lead us in captives in Christ's triumphal procession and use us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere.
那在保罗那个时代啊，每当罗马的将军打胜仗回到罗马的时候。
In Paul's time, whenever a Roman general has victory and he returns to the city.
那在他的战车前面有许多的少女。
In front of his chariot, there will be many young women.
他们一面走，一面就向空中抛出一些生荒的花朵。
Everywhere they walk, they will be throwing all these fragrant petals into the air.
他的战士呢，就紧紧地跟在他的战车后面。
And all the warriors would be following the chariot.
要做一个凯旋胜利的游行，来分享将军胜利的成果。
And it's this triumphant parade to talk about the victory.
基督在十字架上已经打了胜仗。
Jesus has already triumphed on the cross.
那他发出馨香之气。
He has this fragrant aroma.
那我们跟随他的人也跟着分享他打胜仗的结果。
And those of us who follow him would also be sharing in that victory.
因为我们是在基督里，也应该靠着他得胜。
Because also through him we'll be claiming victory.
那成圣的三件事的第二件事是我们要会算。
And the second thing about sanctification is that we need to consider.
那保罗说，这样你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督里却当看自己是活的。
So you too consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
那这个看字呢，就是算的意思。
When we say consider, that means to count or reckon.
那这个跟罗马书第四章第三节讲亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，这个算是同一个意思。
And so it's like in Romans 4, chapter 4, verse 3, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him, or counted to him as righteousness.
那原文的意思是归在某人的账上。
In the original text, it really means that it's kind of credited in somebody's account.
算账是要很精确，我们要凭事实来算。
When we credit an account, it has to be very precise.Based on facts.
那比如说你身上有20块钱。
Maybe you have $20 with you.
你去餐馆吃一碗面。
You went to a restaurant to have a bowl of noodles.
连税加小税要花了15块钱。
Together with tax and tips is $15.
应该找5块对不对？
And you should be given back $5, right?
会不会说因为是下雨天所以伙计只少给你4块？
Would it because it's a rainy day, then the waiter would give you only $4 back?
那会不会说是因为大晴天，所以倒给你6块钱呢？
Or would it because it's a sunny day that he would give you back $6?
当然不会啊。
Of course not.
因为在算账的时候，我们要凭事实，不是凭感觉，不是凭环境。
Because when we are creating an account, it has to be based on facts, not because of the environment or feelings.
当我们悔改信耶稣的时候，神算我们为义，这是第一笔算账。
When we believe in him, it is credited as our righteousness. That's the first settling of the account.
那当我们讲到成圣的时候，有第二笔账要算。
When we are talking about sanctification, there will be a second account to be settled.
像罪，我们要算自己是死的。
To sin, we need to count ourselves as dead.
因为神说你已经死了。
Because God said to us, you are already dead.
那像神我们要算自己是活的。
But to God, we need to count ourselves as alive.
因为我们在基督里，而基督确确实实是已经从死里复活了。
Because truly, we have been resurrected from sin, from death, on the cross.
当你在受洗那一天，你已经做过见证，与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
When you are baptized on that day, you have bear testimony that you have died and resurrected together with Christ.
那会犯罪的旧人已经死了，你从水里上来，你是一个新人。
So that old sinful self has already died, and when you come from the water, you are a new person.
那但多数的情况是我们确实是从与基督同死同埋葬。
But a lot of times, the actual situation is that we are dead with Christ or buried with Christ.
但是不久了，你那个老我，那个会犯罪的旧人又死非复燃，又死里复活。
Then our old self seemingly are resurrected from death.
那像活龙活现的，大罪不犯，小罪不断。
And so it's just really acting very lively. It will continue to commit small sins, but maybe not great sins.
那都是糊里糊涂在过基督徒的日子。
And then we are living a confusing life as a Christian.
然后到头来，就像约伯当年讲的。
It's like what Job said.
因此，我厌恶自己在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
成圣的秘诀不单单要知道你与基督已经联合的事实。
The secret to sanctification is to not just know that you have died on the cross with Christ.
同时要看，要会算，要按照事实来算。
And also you need to consider or count with facts.
像罪当算自己是死的。
To sin, count yourself as dead.
像神应在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
To God, in Christ Jesus, we count ourselves as alive.
你如果晓得这个秘诀，你在成圣的道路上你就有希望了。
If you know the secret, then you have hope on this road to sanctification.
那成圣的三件事，最后一件事要献上。
And the third thing about sanctification is that we need to offer to God.
保罗说，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从生死的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its desires, and do not offer any parts of it to sin as weapons for unrighteousness. But as those who are alive from the dead, offer yourselves to God, and all the parts of yourself to God as weapons for righteousness.
追求圣洁确实有路可走。
There is a road to pursue righteousness.
而不是说我们咬紧牙关说我要圣洁，我不要再犯罪，就老是做不到。
It's not really that we try our toughest to that we don't want to sin anymore, and that yet we cannot quite do it.
说我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
How pitiful I am, that how can I escape this body of sin?
那我们不能老是软弱，老是处在常败将军之下。
We cannot always be weak and yet always fail this battle.
因为良心不平安，良心一不平安，我们就不知道怎么祷告了。
When we have unclear conscience, we really don't know how to pray.
那在神那里有一个办法，就是带我们回到十字架前。
There is a method in front of God, and it's to bring us back to the cross.
我们称义是靠十字架。
We claim righteousness because of the cross.
我们成圣还是靠十字架。
To be sanctified is still relying on the cross.
那记得保罗在罗马书六章十三节这么讲。
Paul said in Romans 6:13,
他说不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And do not offer any parts of it to sin as weapons for unrighteousness, but as those who are alive from the dead, offer yourselves to God, and all the parts of yourselves to God as weapons for righteousness.
那到底要如何献呢？
How should we offer?
答案在罗马书的十二章。
The answer is in Romans 12.
保罗说，所以弟兄们，为神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良。纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is good, pleasing, and perfect will of God.
那利未记提到的五个祭。
The book of Leviticus talks about five kinds of offering.
除了素祭之外，其他四个祭都是要献上动物。
Other than the grain offering, the other four kinds have to offer some animal.
啊，要按手，要杀死，要洗干净，要切块，然后烧掉。
You have to lay hands on it, you have to kill it, you have to clean it, and then you have to cut it apart and then burn it.
所以都是献上死的祭。
It is really a sacrifice of the dead.
那当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他已经成全了那个五个祭。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross, he has already accomplished those five offerings.
而且是一次献上，永远献上。
Is offered once and forever offered.
所以我们今天就不必再献了。
So today we don't need to offer anymore.
但是在新约时代，我们要献上一种祭，就是活祭。
In the age of the New Testament, we need to offer a living sacrifice.
请问谁成为活祭呢？
And let's ask, what is that living sacrifice?
就是基督徒们。
Is Christians themselves.
那保罗的意思是说，我们要成为馨香的活祭，过一个像献燔祭上的生活。
Paul was saying that we need to offer this aromatic offering is to live that life of being offered.
所以就是说向自己死。
And it says saying that we need to die to ourselves.
那第一个，这个是圣洁的，就是说你们是被分别出来的意思。
When it says it's holy, that means that we are separated and sanctified.
第二个，这是神所喜悦的，就是说被神接纳的意思。
And second, it is pleasing to God, meaning it's accepted by God.
那保罗说呢，你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
And then Paul was saying that it is, you're able to test what is God's will, it's pleasing and perfect will.
就是没有什么话好说，是必然的事啊。
And it means that you shouldn't, there is nothing much to say, it's really something that is obvious that we need to do.
向自己死就是说，当你的意念与神的旨意相冲突的时候，你是否愿意否定你自己的权益，接受神的旨意。
Dying to self means that when your will is in conflict with God's will, are you willing to deny yourself?
你若要跟从主，就当舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
If you want to follow him, you need to deny yourself and bear the cross to follow him.
你如果愿意每天这么做，你就自然不会被这个世界所影响。
If you're willing to do that every day, then you will not be influenced by the world.
就不会说人在江湖身不由己啊。
And it wouldn't be like you are kind of helpless when you're living in this society.
你就不会跟着世界潮流走，会跟世界妥协。
And then you won't be compromised by the world and also follow the current of this world.
也就是说我们要向着世界死。
And also that means that we need to die to the world.
当你过活祭的生活之后，你就不再属于这个世界。
When you offer yourself as living sacrifice, then you're no longer living in this world.
你的心意就自然会更新而变化。
And then your mind will be renewed.
接下来你就会查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
然后你就向着主活。
And then you'll be living for God.
这个就是成圣之路。
And that is the road of sanctification.
记不记得在罗马书六章十三节最后一句话说，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
In the last part of chapter, Romans 6:13, it talks about that we need to offer every part of ourselves as instrument of righteousness.
也就是说，把你的所有以及你的所事完全的毫无保留的交在神的手中。
That means everything you have, everything you are, you offer yourself to God.
就像做他的奴仆一样。
It's like being a slave to him.
那按照他的旨意来被他使用。
According to his will to be used by him.
也就是说是为着主而活。
And it means living for God.
你就会不知不觉的结出成圣的果子。
And then unconsciously, you will be bearing the fruit of sanctification.
就如保罗在加拉太书第五章讲的那些。
And it's like what he described in the book of Galatians 5.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Love, joy, peace.
忍耐、恩慈、和善。
Forbearance, kindness, goodness.
信实、温柔、节制。
Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为保罗接着在六章十九节这么讲。
And then also he continued to say in verse 19,
我因你们的肉体软弱，就将人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
I am using a human analogy because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you offer the parts of yourself as slaves to moral impurity and to greater and greater lawlessness, so now offer them as slaves to righteousness, which results in sanctification.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个持续不断的过程。
Brothers and sisters, this is a continuous process.
一旦你愿意这样身体力行的话，神应许你必定会有成圣的果子。
And when you are willing to commit to this process, God promises you that you will bear the fruit of sanctification.
而最终的结局就是永生。
And the end result is eternal life.
那这个就是保罗在罗马书六章二十二节所讲的。
And that's what Paul said in verse 22.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那个结局就是永生。
But now having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have the fruit to holiness and the and eternal life.
在退休以前我是化学工程师。
Before I retired, I was a chemical engineer.
我把六章二十二节比喻成一个化学的方程式。
I turned that verse into a chemical formula.
A 和 B 是反应物 ,C 和 D 是产物。
A and B are reactants, C and D are products.
从罪里得了释放是 A, 做了神的奴仆是 B, 成圣的果子是 C, 结局就是永生就是 D.
When we are free from sin, that's A, and having become slaves of God, that's B, and you have the fruit of holiness is C, the product, and also the end, everlasting life is D.
那这里面英文很清楚地告诉我们说 A 和 B都是现在完成进行式。
And here in English is very clear that A and B are perfect, a present perfect continuous tense.
那 A 是神一直在做的。
A is something that God continuously does.
B 是要我们持续来做的。
B is something that we need to continually do.
所以成圣这件事是现在完成进行式。
So, sanctification is also something that is present perfect continuous tense.
第一步是圣灵住在我们身上。
The first is that the Holy Spirit lives in us.
让我们从罪里面得到释放。
So that we are free from sin.
那第二步是我们必须要配合来完成的。
And the second thing is something we need to, also be, acting in concert.
那要像一个奴仆一样献上自己给神。
We need to be like a slave to offer ourselves to God.
那如果我们不照着六章所讲的三个动词去操练。
We don't follow what these three verbs in chapter 6.
就是要知道要会算要献上自己。
Is to know, to consider, and to offer.
那圣灵也没有办法。
Then the Holy Spirit will not have
any. 也没有办法在我们身上动工了。
Cannot work in us.
好我们来总结一下啊。
Let's summarize.
成圣之路第一个要知道。
The role of sanctification, the first thing to know.
要知道我们与基督联合的事实。
To know the fact that we united with Christ.
第二个要知道我们在基督里不必再犯罪的事实。
To know that we are in Christ that we no longer need to sin.
第三个我们要知道基督一次得胜永远得胜的事实。
And also the fact that Christ once triumphed, he forever triumphs.
第二个我们要会算要会看。
Second, we need to consider, to reckon, to count.
我们向罪看自己是死的向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
We consider ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
第三个我们要献上。
Third, we need to offer.
将自己献给神并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
To offer ourselves as God and all the parts of ourselves to God as weapons of righteousness.
我们必须要做我们的本分。
We need to do our part.
求圣灵来帮助我们过一个做活祭的生活。
May the Holy Spirit help us to live a life of living sacrifice.
如果我们每天这样操练。
If we do it every day,
那别人就会发现你越来就越有一点像基督了。
Then people will realize that you are more and more like Christ.
那像基督不是一个空洞的话。
To be like Christ is not something that is empty.
只要我们每天操练而且是可行的。
If we practice it every day, it's something that is doable.
哎，至少你每天七点半可以来到 Zoom 上参加晨更。
At least you can join us every morning at 7:30.
我们一起来操练自己。
To exercise ourselves.
那每天精读一章圣经而已啊。
And every morning we'll read one chapter.
那与弟兄姐妹共聚一堂彼此来分享。
And we'll share with other brothers and sisters.
假以时日啊肯定你会长进的。
I will guarantee you that you will grow.
因为你是走在一条成圣的道路之上。
Because you are walking on the road of sanctification.
那就像保罗在提摩太前书四章八到九节讲的。
And it's like Paul said in 1 Timothy 4, verses 8 to 9.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因为有今生和来世的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
The training of the body has a limited benefit, but godliness is beneficial in every way, since its whole promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
所以以后啊，别人问你，你好吗？你该如何回答？
So, from now on, if somebody asks you how are you, you should answer thusly.
你应该说，我今天比昨天好，明天会比今天更好。
I'm better today than yesterday, and tomorrow I will be even better.
因为我们是靠神的恩典，一直走在这条成圣的道路之上。
Because through God's grace, we are walking on this road of sanctification.
当别人说我们是伪君子的时候，我不要泄气，也不要沮丧。
When people said that we are a hypocrite, we should not be dejected.
我们把它当作一个提醒。
We treat it as a reminder.
那也许是我们一时的老我从死里复活了。
Maybe it was just occasionally our old self has resurrected itself.
我们动了肉体。
That our flesh acted.
我们说了不当说的话，做了不当做的事。
We said something we shouldn't say, or we acted in ways that we shouldn't act.
我们要知道及时悔改，调整方向。
We need to know that we need to repent right away and adjust our direction.
让我们继续走到这一条成圣的道路上。
So that we'll continue to walk in this path of sanctification.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要确实的知道。
Brothers and sisters, we need to truly know.
我们如果顺服圣灵的引导，走在这条道路上。
If we obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit and walk on this path of sanctification.
我们肯定会有成圣的果子。
We will truly have the fruit of sanctification.
而且要确确实实的相信，这个结局就是永生。
And we need to believe that the result is eternal life.
让我们在主里面彼此勉励。
Let's encourage one another in Christ.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，是我们满心感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你的话语一发出来就发出亮光。
Whenever your words come forth, it sheds light.
求圣灵给我们一个谦卑的心。
May the Holy Spirit give us a humble heart.
让我们愿意与你同行
，so that we're willing to walk with you.
让圣灵引导我们走一条成圣的道路。
May the Holy Spirit guide us on the path of sanctification.
让我们荣神益人
，so that we can glorify God and benefit others.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.